following production of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
The following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
Newton in the pocket, pressured and hit, and down he goes!
Von Miller!
He is devoured on the plate!
Von Miller!
Von Miller!
That's super defense!
The Denver Broncos are world champions.
Who cares?
It'll be interesting to see how Peyton handles this.
I'm going
to
drink a lot of Budweiser tonight.
What's the score?
Give me an F. Give me a C plus. I mean, I don't really, it doesn't matter.
Puppy monkey baby. Puppy monkey baby. Puppy monkey baby.
Romo's got a run out and is hit in the back. Oh, he's hurt. He got bent in half, and Tony Romo's hurt.
What do you think?
We'll go balls out with this.
We don't have time for all that.
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
I only can control what I can control. I only can, you know, control what I can control. I mean, there's not much I can control. It's out of my control now.
We have reason to believe that control may have been infiltrated.
Football's become soft. Football's become soft like our country has become soft.
Dad, I don't know what the hell catch is anymore. I mean, it's ridiculous.
D to the I to the LL to the Y to the ARD. What up, bitch? It's Tilliard here.
Yeah? He's gonna stick his knuckle in your asshole.
You like that?
That's gay.
Representing.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Duh.
My God, we are ready for the football.
Take that, mother.
And now, here's John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour.
Everything I am is an illusion. Everything I am.
What I can't fathom is how does 1/8 of an inch, something so small, be the difference in such a big commodity in our whole lifetime? And that's the thickness of our skin. 1/8 of an inch. And under that, we're all the same color. You know, and that's the big picture. You know, a lot of scrutiny happens when the athletes start talking about, you know, race. But the truth of the matter is we just got to do right by each other, no matter what color you are. Certain things that has happened in our life, you know, in our lifetime, you know, is kind of embarrassing to be affiliated with, but it still happens. But who am I to say, Kyle, you're wrong?
Right.
And who am I to say, bro, that you're right? Because we're all, you know, we all have and are, you know, have the right to think whatever we want to think. And I respect that by everybody.
I am the profound Cameron Newton here to tell you how it is, John.
Cameron Newton here with the social commentary portion of the show.
Actually, I 100% agree with him. However, I will make note that the 1/8 of different colored skin that he has is very mouthy and always a showboat. So I don't like it.
That is 1/8 inch of mouthy.
Yeah, he's right. He's right. However, and we don't want to get into it today, but when anybody wants to talk to me about it, hit me up on Twitter or hit me up on Facebook, and I'll tell you why. Because I grew up in the great society, you know, that the Lyndon Johnson, and I went to school with all that, with all the busing and all that sort of thing like that, and they made us all realize that we were all the same underneath that 1/8, but really, culturally, there's a lot of differences, and I think those things should be celebrated rather than try to be masked over. We do have our differences, and they're fine.
Sure.
But they're not differences that make anybody superior or inferior, but it's just the way people are.
Well, I mean, religions. Religious people from different religions have different cultures. Jewish people have a different culture than Catholic people as far as in their religious world, you know, that part
Absolutely.
Of their life. Very different. So, yeah, I get it. Now, we're going to get back to this. I just want to tell you what's coming up real quick. By the way, I'm Tom. He's John. This is Bang Radio Hour number 275. And before we continue on, what, the 275?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, isn't it?
No shit. I bet on us again. In Vegas, I bet I would be dead by 263.
This is, you know, this is our 12th year. So, I mean, that's, you know.
Yeah. Hell yeah. You people, hit the donation button. Jesus Christ.
Right.
Everybody, 275 of you, hit it for a dollar.
All right. And when you go online to hit that donation button, then after you donate money, lots of it, then go over to ESPN and join us for the, God, I almost said Gridiron Challenge. I wish. That still pisses me off that that's gone. I loved that game. But we do the Pigskin Pick'em and the Eliminator Challenge every year. And all you got to do is go over there and create, you know, if you don't have an ESPN account, create one and then go to the fantasy section, and they've got the Eliminator Challenge and the Pigskin Pick'em, and you create an entry in each one of them, and then you join our group. You will find the Bang Radio Hour group.
Right. Well, you can find the link straight from our Facebook page where our buddy Joe Sturr created the group, and the password is Nipple with a capital N.
Oh, we have a password this year.
Well, yeah, because it's a closed group. You got to be part of the group to be in the group.
It used to be open. It just, you know, to anybody.
Well, you know, Joe's a snob.
Okay. Well, go over there and, get signed up. You got, you got a little less than 2 weeks. God, I can't believe it's that close. That's awesome.
Some of the people that play in this league, you could join up by week three. You'll be fine.
I know, right? Right. Tony Ono picks up where he left off. Much ado about ado. Lube up those balls and the only predictions you truly need right here, John and mine.
Ooh. All right. That's right. That's right. I have predictions.
So Ryan Lochte's going, thank you, Colin Kaepernick. Thank you. Because all the attention in the sports world is on Colin Kaepernick. And
that's fine.
Yeah. Oh, no, I get it. And, you know, I have really mixed thoughts on all of this. So many things, John. You know, of course, Colin says this is about police brutality and racism. And, you know, for anybody who's been living under a rock, Colin Kaepernick refused to stand for the national anthem at the game, at his preseason game, the third preseason game. And then he did it again in the fourth preseason game. Of course, in the fourth preseason game, he kneeled, but his teammate sat, and also the cornerback from the Seattle Seahawks sat.
I can much more respect taking a knee than I can just sitting there pretending it's not being played.
Yeah, I think you might be right about that. I think that's if he continues to take a knee, I think, you know, like I said, he had two more guys, one teammate and one from another team, joined in Thursday night.
Well, there was that rookie from the Eagles that said he was going to do it until his agent said, no, sport, you're on the bubble. Don't you dare.
Well, I think if he continues to just take a knee, I think you're going to see a lot more players start doing it. If those three do it again next time, I think you're going to see more, and then it's more, and then more. And, you know, he said he didn't want to show pride for a country that oppresses black people and people of color, and he wasn't talking about himself. Okay.
Right. You know, right, which people immediately jump to.
Right. And he knows that. He knows he's privileged. He's not a dumb guy. Okay.
No, he's not. He's not a dumb guy. And every time he talks about the thing, you can hear it in him. He's definitely thought about what he's doing. And anyway, go ahead, because I don't want to step on whatever you got to say. I know you got the news.
His hair is ridiculous, but he's not a dumb guy.
What are you talking about? He's one of the brothers Johnson, baby.
All right. Well, here he is. I said this is not about himself. And here it is. He said this stand wasn't for himself.
This stand wasn't for me. This stand wasn't because I feel like I'm being put down in any kind of way. This is because I'm seeing things happen to people that don't have a voice. I'm in a position where I can do that, and I'm going to do that for people that can't.
Okay. I understand.
Yeah, I understand. I don't necessarily think that sitting down for the anthem is the way to go about it. That's just me. I'm one of those people that stands up for the anthem when they play it, and I look at the flag, and I actually reflect on things. But if that's the way he wants to protest, that's fine. That's his right in this country. And one of the things that I find to be everybody will always say, you know, I defend his right to say it till the death. I might not like what he says, but I'll defend his right to say it. And it's just turned into so much bullshit by so many people, because the second you say, if you don't like it, get the fuck out, then it's bullshit.
Right.
You're not defending it.
No.
I don't like what he has to say. I mean, you know what? His message is his message. It doesn't really, I'm a white guy, so it doesn't really affect my life in the ways that it affects his or other people's. But I can definitely respect where he's coming from. And I can definitely see we got issues in this country that need to be addressed. And guess what we've been talking about all week?
So you understand his message?
Yeah, I do.
The message I try to send to players across the league, when you have that bump in the road, be able to either go over it or go around it.
All Donovan had to do was kneel down during the anthem, and everybody would have listened to him.
Right. All right. Well, Kaepernick said he's got, you know, support from his teammates. They've been great. And he said, you know, if you tell him he's wrong, he doesn't get it.
I don't understand how it's the wrong way. To me, this is a freedom that we're allowed in this country. It's a freedom that men and women that have fought for this country have given me this opportunity by the contributions they have made. I don't see it as going about it the wrong way.
And I get what he's saying there.
Absolutely. And, you know, the thing is, this week he has spent time talking with people that that are in the argument. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
He's not just standing there sticking his neck out and sticking his chin out and saying, everybody, fuck you. And when problems that we have definite problems, the only real way they're going to get solved is either through blood or meaningful dialogue. And, you know, I don't think anybody really wants blood, do we?
There's a lot of things that need to change. One specifically is police brutality. There's people being murdered unjustly and not being held accountable. Cops are getting paid leave for killing people. That's not right by anyone's standards.
Well, innocent until proven guilty. If they, you know, if there's an investigation and a policeman, I think what the issue is, there's too many of them that are getting off after the investigations, because there are some who have been prosecuted now.
I think that when they have cops that are definitely guilty, they will prosecute, but the thin blue line, man, it will wrap around the bad cops. And that's what makes it so hard to have any kind of dialogue, because we all know, including him and everybody in Black Lives Matter, except for the real loonies, that not all cops are like this. In fact, the majority of them are not like this. But when you wrap around the one that is, it makes it hard for people to trust. You know, it makes it hard for people to look. And
Right. What
we end up with in this country is, as with everything, we get divided down one line or the other. And look, somebody's got to start talking. So he's talking, and he actually put his money in by where his mouth is today. $1 million. So,
well, he's got a huge contract, and personally, just my opinion, I think he's the best quarterback on their roster.
Really? You don't like Blay? Come on, man. Blay! Blay! Yeah! How can you not like that? That is one of the all-time greatest things we've ever had on this show. Oh my God! That's why I'm a Blaine guy. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Let's. We got to move on here.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't think he's going to get cut, regardless. Now Russell
he had a good game last night.
He did. Russell Wilson says he understands what Colin is doing, and this is the, for the most part, the general consensus. Everybody understands why Colin's doing it, but
I understand what he's doing, you know. But at the same time, for me, I also think about where we need to go and where our thoughts need to be, and it needs to be about love. It needs to be about caring one another, and that's for every community, every situation, every socioeconomic status. And if we focus on that, maybe something can change. And I think that's important.
I think Russell Wilson wanted to give you a flower, John.
Well, you know, I think he may give me a flower, but we're not doing anything until we're married. I know how he is. He's very strict about that.
Well, the NFL says players are not required to stand during the national anthem. You know,
I happen to think that the national anthem is special, and I think that a lot of people this week are trying to turn it into, oh, have you never heard the racist stanzas from the... No, I never did. You know, I never did, and... If they're not going to teach them to me and nobody knows what they are, then they don't exist anymore.
Right.
Move on from, you know, from that aspect of it.
You know who John Isner is?
I do.
He's a tennis player. He's a professional tennis
player. Oh, yeah.
He ain't having it.
Yeah, I thought that was pathetic from him. I don't... the cause he was going for, fine by me, but don't do it in that fashion. That he could have found some other ways to present his voice there. A lot of NBA players have done it, and good on them. But for him doing it in that way really irked me. And I'm a big Blaine Gabbert fan now.
You know, whenever John Isner goes and plays in a major tournament off these shores, he gets the shit kicked out of him. And I think that disrespects the flag.
Oh, is that right?
Go win one of the majors there, Isner. God damn it. He's a trip to watch play tennis since you bring him up. He's like 7'7". He just serves right over top of your head and smacks it off the top of your head.
Oh, okay.
And that's it. Anyway, move along from him.
Well, you know, he mentioned the NBA, and so did this Army Ranger, who strongly disagreed with Kaepernick. Or Kaepernick, rather. He said, you know, in the NBA, they protested the same ideas, but they did it in a way that neither hurt the country nor ignored the ideals that people of color have fought and died for, which are ideals represented by the symbolism of the American flag and words of the national anthem. Now,
okay,
there's a couple things there I'm not quite sure about. I don't know how that hurt the country, what he did. That didn't hurt. It didn't hurt the country. Now,
at all.
Dwayne Wade, you know, and LeBron and them guys, they, you know, at a game opener, they did what they did to support Black Lives Matter. But all they did was walk out and stand there.
Right. You know, well, I remember last year the Rams came out with their hands up.
Yep. Yeah, that's
but
right.
Nobody showed you the guy behind him with the six gun.
So. Carmelo Anthony made a public verbal statement, and Michael Jordan wrote a statement. And you know,
Anthony, is this the same guy that made the snitches get stitches video with all the Baltimore drug dealers before he got famous?
Carmelo Anthony?
Yes, he did.
Really?
I mean, if I'm wrong, somebody immediately tell me, but I could swear there was a controversy. Carmelo Anthony comes from Baltimore. So, yeah, it was him. There's this video that went around. Shit, man. It had to be 15 years ago. It went around the streets of Baltimore. It was just overdubbed and sent around. And it was basically a gangster rap by some real freaking gangsters who never really showed their faces too much, but basically saying to everybody in the neighborhood who watches this video, shut your freaking mouth. And he was in it.
Oh.
Yeah. He was just kind of dancing in the background, but there he was.
Well, anyway, the Army Ranger went on to say there's better ways to protest, but that's his way. That's how he wants to do it. Just like Eisner goes, you can't do. Yes, he can. And you know, granted, look, hey, mm-hmm. just as Colin Kaepernick has every right to sit or kneel during the anthem, Eisner has every right to criticize him for it.
Right.
And so
right. There's nobody
else
who has an invalid opinion.
No,
here.
Exactly. And it's all opinion.
Except for the people that say, get the fuck out. Well, I mean, it's your opinion. You can want them to leave. But as long as Congress makes no law restricting either one of us from saying anything, we're good.
Right. Now, Tony Stewart, the race car driver, he was on Twitter and he said, I'm sorry, but Kaepernick needs to learn the fact about police before running his dumbass mouth. He has no clue what they go through. Hashtag idiot.
Well, that's okay.
And then one of Tony Stewart's followers, Colonel Kurtz, said, didn't you kill a guy?
Yeah, he did, didn't he? He ran over somebody.
Yeah, on that short track, on the dirt track.
Yeah.
And then Tony Stewart said, you're an idiot.
Colonel Kurtz is the character that Marlon Brando played in the Apocalypse Now that cut off the head of the guy that was the chef on the boat. He was the guy they were after.
That Tony Stewart segment brought to you by Mobile One and Bass Pro Shops.
I wish they were paying us. That would be great. But hey, it was a good practice. I would suggest that Colin Kaepernick didn't hurt the country at all, Tom. He helped the country because we were all really just kind of sitting there with nothing to be outraged about. And then there he was.
There it is. Yep. Thank you.
We all had something we could write about on Facebook and make sure that everybody knew what the fuck we were thinking.
Hey, it's another team to pick a side. Yay.
Right. And in that particular one, regardless of the side you pick, you have an unassailable position from which to sneer down at somebody else, which makes it a social media fucking orgasm.
Yeah, you can't lose.
That's right.
All right, this is Donald Trump. Okay, he's got to talk. This is what he said about what Kaepernick did.
I think it's personally not a good thing. I think it's a terrible thing. Maybe you should find a country that works better for him. Let him try. It won't happen.
And there it is, exactly what you said. Well, then go to another country.
Well, he didn't really say I would force him to go to another country, which is okay. And he said at the beginning, personally, I don't think. So, I don't care what he says about that.
All right. And then one of my favorite things of the entire week to come out of this, of course, was Rodney Harrison. Our buddy. Our good friend Rodney Harrison.
Yeah, he was hating on Josh Norman for a second there, and then all of a sudden, flash in his eyes, Colin Kaepernick.
All right.
That goddamn Josh Norman. Well, God, son of a bitch.
Rodney Harrison, one of the dirtiest players to ever play the game.
Absolutely.
He was on Sports Talk 790 AM, and this is what he had to say.
I'm a black man, and, you know, Colin Kaepernick, he's not black, okay?
Oh.
He cannot understand what I face and what other young black men and black people face or people of color face on an every single basis.
Okay, now, before I continue with that, I do want to say I had no idea what Colin Kaepernick's background was, John. I didn't know anything about his history, his personal life. I'm just going to say I thought he was black.
Well, he is.
Well, I mean... you know, based on what Rodney Harrison said, I never knew he was raised by white parents. I never knew he was privileged. Oh, yeah. I never knew any of that. And I would think that most people would be the same if they didn't know who he was. So I'm thinking he probably gets profiled just like any other black person.
Sure, absolutely. And look at his hair. He should. And listen, he was just in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. So, yeah, we heard all about him. He was a freaking flash in the pan. Remember, he had a great season. I think they were like 12-4.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they were going to win the Super Bowl until, you know, the power went out.
Until the power went out, yeah. Let me continue.
When you walk in the grocery store, when you walk in, you know, and you might have $2,000 or $3,000 in your pocket, and you go up into a Foot Locker, and they're looking at you like you're about to steal something, you know. Maybe I don't think he faces those type of things that we face on a daily basis.
Why?
You know, if he really wants to make change, maybe what he needs to do is maybe, you know, write a check out of that $11 million salary that he's making and maybe, you know, donate it toward a cause or something like that for people that are fighting for injustices against people of color. That's how you make change.
Dude, come on. I believe that he would get the same treatment at Foot Locker as Rodney Harrison.
Something tells me Rodney Harrison hasn't been profiled in a long time. I mean, it's possible, obviously. But, you know, I think that he's way out of bounds trying to say that he's got it worse than Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, I think that's crazy, man.
Look, man, it's all about degree of color. I am a darker shade, so they look at me in Foot Locker and not him. That's ridiculous.
Well, I don't know who talked to him or what, or he must have got lambasted because he tweeted... I never intended to offend anyone. I was trying to speak about my experiences as an African American. Well, but you might have been trying to speak about yours, but you told us what Kaepernick's were. Even though you're not around him, you have no idea what his experiences are. Now, 15 minutes after that, he said, this is great, because he's going to do it again after this. But 15 minutes later, he said, last point I want people to know, I never even knew he was mixed. So, see, now when he said that, that was the first time I knew that I found out that he was mixed. And then,
he's one of the mud people, Tom. That's what happened to him. He's got too much white in him for Rodney Harrison. You know, I would have just liked to have listened from down the hall and hear his boss go, Harrison, get your ass in here now!
Well, 25 minutes after that, he tweeted, I should not have called Colin Kaepernick's race into question during this morning's radio interview. It was a mistake, and I apologize.
I have heard he's got a small penis, though, and I shouldn't make those comments about his mother.
Man, this is so much. I mean, it's just crazy. You know what? Hey, we should call up Rodney Harrison.
I'll tell you something. I'm going to say something controversial right here and now. But and this is going to sound horrible because I hate these kinds of phrases. But if that's a white guy on ESPN, his ass is fired.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Sure. You know, Dexter Poindexter is sitting over there going, you know, I can't really tell if Colin Kaepernick's black or not. What do you think? I don't see the classic wide nose, the gigantic lips. I don't see any, you know, stolen televisions attached to his back or anything like that.
Yeah, you know, okay, look, one only thing I'm going to say about all of this, if you want equality for all, then it has to be equality for all. You can't say everybody's equal, but we have special rules.
Some people need to be forced to be equal, so that's what the special rules come into question.
All right, well,
you can't just pull the plank out from everybody because, you know, there's people out there that still fight.
Well, we need to call up Rodney Harrison because...
Let's do it.
He
clearly, he is the definitive race master of the NFL. I think he's got sheafs of paper telling him what everybody is.
Hello?
Rodney Harrison.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Rodney. This is John and Tom from the Bang Radio Hour. I don't know if you're familiar with us or not.
I've heard about you guys. You guys were oppressing me last year when I was bitching about Josh Norman.
Oppressing you?
Yes, you were. You was telling me I was acting like a bitch.
I don't recall saying that, but I remember talking about the feud going on between you and Josh Norman.
Nah, that monkey boy that sits next to you, he said it.
Oh, did he?
Oh, I know he did.
All right. Well, listen, this time I wanted to call you about the whole Colin Kaepernick situation.
I'm glad that you called. I have been severely misunderstood all week long.
You have?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I never meant to call into question what his race was. All I meant to do was question what his race was. Because I didn't know. He don't look black to me. I don't know what he is. He's cafe au lait, and you never know with that.
Did it have anything to do with his name?
Well, absolutely it has something to do with his name. That's how you can tell what race everybody is. Nobody should have any more questions about any of this. This is all very obvious. Colin is not the name of a black guy. Man, look, there ain't no way this dude is black. For one, his parents are white, and for two, his name is Colin. Like I said, ain't no black guy named Colin. British guys are named Colin, like Colin Firth or Colin Farrell or Colin Oscopy.
What?
I met him. I didn't like him.
I bet you didn't. Well, okay, well, what about the name Kaepernick? By the way, those are not his birth parents.
Oh, I think that's pretty obvious to me, unless, you know, you never know what she's been doing.
Well, wait a minute. Why is it pretty obvious to you?
Well, because they are obviously white, and he, well, you never know. I don't know. Nothing's obvious to me, except...
Oh, no, Rodney. You were about to say, and he's black. Well, you can't say that. You said he's white. If his parents are white, what do you mean, obviously, they're not his parents?
Well, they're not. They adopted him.
Yeah,
and that's been proven in a court of law.
All right. All right. You're contradicting yourself. Now, hold on. I want to go back to where you said that from somebody's name, you can tell what race they are.
I have a database. Tells me the whole thing.
All right. Let me give you a few names from the NFL, and you tell me what race they are.
All right, yeah, we put it to the test.
All right, here's your first one. Giants center, Weston Richburg.
Oh, come on, man, really? That's definitely a white dude, and he's a rich one at that. His daddy probably made his money on the back of black dudes. Name like that.
Well, maybe he made his money with a quarterback on his back.
I can tell you this. He didn't make his money with a pick and a shovel with a name like Weston Richburg.
All right. How about linebacker from the Falcons, Devondre Campbell?
Oh, see, now this one is tricky. All right. First, you got the last name, which is Campbell, which is Scottish. All right. But there ain't no Scottish dudes ever been named Devondre in the whole history of Scotland. So I'm going with a black dude there.
All right. You got that one right. How about Packers DB, Ha-Ha Clinton Dix?
Come on, I don't even care. Anybody that names their kid Ha-Ha needed to stop whatever drugs they was doing. I'm going to guess it's a white dude and his daddy thought he was being funny for his college buddies.
No, that's a black guy.
This is what's wrong with America right there.
All right, what about Chiefs linebacker Daddy Nicholas?
Daddy Nicholas, that's definitely a black guy. Look, naming a kid after the parents, that's pretty normal in most cultures. But this dude's parents just went too far. He's lucky his name ain't Mommy.
All right, what about Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott?
Obviously, you would think this is a white guy.
Why?
Because his name is Dak Prescott. He ain't supposed to be playing football. He's supposed to be a stockbroker or a bank president. He's supposed to be wearing sweater vests with a name like Dak Prescott. But he is proof positive that you never can tell, which is why I had to apologize after my boss yelled at me because I got all that stuff wrong about Colin Kaepernick.
Well, don't you think that's racist to say the name Dak Prescott should be a white guy?
Dude, you know what happens to me when I go into Foot Locker? How dare you call me a racist?
I didn't call you a racist.
I asked to use the bathroom in Foot Locker, and I gotta get the pat down. Well, now, you know, naturally that's never been true. But some people I know say that they know people that have had to get the pat down.
Well, I didn't say you were a racist. I just said, don't you think it is racist to say that that name should be white?
No, because I bet everybody who's blind thinks he is white.
All right.
You ask Stevie Wonder, who's Dak Prescott? He's going to say, he's the guy down there that sells me my stock portfolio.
All right, what about running back from the Dolphins, Jay Ajayi?
Jay Ajayi. Man, I got no idea, but whoever this dude's parents were, I don't think they had any lips. Like they got burned off in a fire or something. For all they know, they tried to name him James Mason.
All right, well, maybe.
I don't know. I'm gonna just toss that one up. I don't know.
All right, what about Buccaneers kicker Roberto Aguayo?
Come on, man.
What?
Roberto Aguayo?
Yeah.
See, I watch baseball, right? And, you know, you hear a name that sounds definitely Mexican, and no, the dude's black. And I'm like, this is confusing. He could be from anywhere. I don't know. He's Mexican.
Well, no, Mexican would be a nationality, not a race.
See, this is what I'm talking about.
What?
It's just once you get past black and white, it gets just way too confusing. He could be from any place. He could be from like Argentina or like Mexitina or Paraguay or Uruguay or Anyway, really.
Well, then he'd be Uruguayan, and again, that's a nationality, not a race.
See, this is too much to think about. I got to think on my feet. I'm on TV, right? So, man, build that wall. Build that wall. You hear me?
Oh, listen.
Don't even start, because you know how I'm saying.
What? Look, oh, Come on. This is
it was bad enough when we had all them European kickers. Do you know how hard it is to learn how to say Gero, your premium?
You're impossible. Christ. You're impossible, Rodney. See, this is why this stuff happens to you, man. That's why you get yourself in trouble. You say this outlandish stuff. Why?
Look, it ain't popular to say it, but look, Tony Dungy agrees with me, and so does Bob Costas.
All right, Rodney, that's it. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
He's bang. No, I'm sorry. He's wrong. He's just, he's got nuts. He ridiculous.
I tell you what, I think we caught him while he'd been drinking.
Or not. Now, here's the other. Now, on the other side of the coin, all right, there's always got to be some old white guy to stick his foot in his mouth, right?
Well, he's running for president.
No, well, not that one. I'm talking about another one.
That one. Country of 330 million people, you know that one.
Hey, see, we can profile them too. Old racist white guys. See, they get profiled. They get treated differently.
Everybody gets profiled.
Right. All right. Well, this one happens to me. Couldn't happen to a better guy. He's an SEC network radio host by the name of Paul Feinbaum.
Definitely a Jew, Tom. I'm going to go out on a limb there.
He was doing the Paul Feinbaum show and talking about Kaepernick's refusal to stand for the national anthem. And Feinbaum had this to say.
I just really don't understand. Back, not to look at the country back then, but this country has issues, but this country is not oppressing black people.
Oh. Is that right?
It's too deep-rooted to just gloss it over with one word. It's too much of a complex problem.
Yes.
That's the thing. And everybody wants to just make it a simple problem and say, oh, it's oppression. No, it's not as simple as all of that. There's things that go back way beyond anything that you or I have ever been responsible for.
But there is a segment of the population that still blames you and I.
I tell you what. Have them come over. We'll have a beer.
John, you and I have talked. We talked about it years ago. You know, we'd say whenever racism stuff would come up, we'd say, "I thought can't we get past this?" Or I thought we were getting past. You know what? No, we're not. We're not. All you got to do is look at the tragedies that have happened in this country the last 2 years. We're nowhere near past it. I thought when the old racist people died out, that racism would die out. Unfortunately, racists raise racists.
Oh. That's a concept.
And there's so much deep-rooted hate on both sides, and I'm talking about the actual racists and the extremist African-Americans. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I get what you're saying, and I can tell you this. Over the last 15 years, when everything has really kind of accelerated in a downward spiral, our media and their ability and desire to scare the shit out of us and make everybody look at each other like we are all out to kill each other. And what do you know? There's a lot of people that are doing that kind of stupid shit. There's money in that.
Yeah, I
divisiveness
know. Right.
and conflict
yep.
makes money. And yep. and this is what causes these things that polarize like that. So it's all either this or that. There's no discussion in the middle. And that's the thing I'm all right with about for Colin Kaepernick, man. At least he's a smart guy. He's not a stupid guy. And he's opening up the lines of discussion with, you know.
That's the whole thing. And everybody says, right. you know, like the Army Ranger who talked about Dwayne Wade and LeBron and those guys and their very mm-hmm. peaceful, you know, stand.
Which people hated.
They did, John. But you know what? They talked about it for about 2 minutes and it was over and gone. And this, Kaepernick has done something that got the attention of everybody and kept the attention of everybody. And granted, there's a lot of it's a lot of talk about the flag, but you can't talk about it without talking about his reason for doing it. So that discussion stays on the forefront as well, which is something that, you know, Dwayne Wade and LeBron and them walking out didn't happen.
Right.
You know, that was just, oh, look, they're showing support for Black Lives Matter. And that was it. Well, this is, you know, and there were people that, well, that's not the place for it. And that was the end of it. And every time he kneels and every time more guys each week join him in that kneeling, it's going to keep that discussion at the forefront.
Yeah, I completely agree. And that's the whole point of protest. And nobody gets made late for work by anybody standing in the middle of the road. So,
and it's peaceful. It's peaceful.
Absolutely.
He didn't have to say a word. He didn't have to do anything. And, you know, that's a lot better than a bunch of people in Milwaukee protesting and burning down stores and you know, that's burning right. down their own neighborhood. That's absurd. That's not doing
right. And besides, you can't erase Favre having been a Viking, no matter how much you scream and yell.
Doesn't matter. You're absolutely right about that.
Absolutely. But you see, the main lesson I got out of that, Tom, is that the 49ers, possibly the worst team in the NFL, are 1,000 times more noteworthy than the entire NBA and all their big stars.
Right.
Fucking A.
Dude, do you know there were preseason games getting 7 to 10 million viewers? I mean, it's out of control how big the NFL really is.
I love to hear it. I love hearing people tell me, oh, dude, they're looking great in preseason, man. They're going to look great in preseason. And then you hear that compression fracture, and everybody goes, damn. Dak Prescott.
And anyway, after Paul Feinbaum said that, you know, of course, what he did afterwards, right?
He apologized.
Of course, he apologized. Now, right. here's something else. Madden NFL 17 came out last month, right?
Right.
And EA Sports has to send out an update so they can include Colin Kaepernick's protest.
Oh, he's going to be sitting down.
Well, they said it's going to be an update to the game's commentary. So they just said it would be a brief in-game mention. I wish the whole story could have been reduced to that, and just the whole message would have been out there. But
is it Phil Sims? Is Phil Sims doing the commentary? Was it,
no,
is it him and Nance?
I can't remember. I didn't even recognize their names when it said who the announcers for this season were. I didn't even recognize their names.
You know, I got to tell you, Jim, Colin Kaepernick's decision to sit before the whatever song they play there. I kind of think that, well, if he thinks that that's what he's got to do, that, you know, that's the way it's going to come out.
Jeez.
All right, 16 games he's doing this year. How many lavender shirts?
16.
Okay. We're down with perfect attendance for Tom. I'm going to go with 14. Two times the cleaners are going to get them lost.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, anyway, I wonder, you know, okay, so here we are in the United States.
Right.
With this going on.
Right.
Now I'm wondering, what is the perception of all of this from non-Americans? You know, and you know what? I want to know from our friend. We got friends in Australia. We've mm-hmm. got friends in Budapest, and we'll get to that coming up in the next half of the show. We've got mm-hmm. Obviously we've got a huge following in Europe. We've got people in Canada. We've got people in Mexico. We mm-hmm. even got people down in Antarctica. I don't even understand that, but I'm glad.
Hey. Somebody, they got to listen to something down there.
Any of you who can get on our Facebook page, John, maybe you could make an initial post. I want to know what the perception is from non-Americans, because they don't have any tie to the flag or our independence or, you know, our all of that. So I would love to know how they are viewing all of this. They're probably looking at us going, yeah, there they are, those idiot Americans again.
Well, that's a good idea. You know, I think that's good. We do have fans all over the damn world. I don't think there's a country that's not represented with some downloads from somewhere. So that's pretty freaking cool.
Yeah, now don't just get on there and say a bunch of stupid crap. Give us something good, and we'll read those next week.
Yeah, give us something good, and don't try to be the funny. We'll do the funny, even though this show hasn't been so funny so far. But this is serious business, kids.
I thought it'd been really funny. I thought Rodney Harrison was hilarious.
Oh, well, you know, boys and girls. You see how we got to deal with things on NBC? At least if he spoke like that on NBC for real, it would be worth watching. Jesus Christ.
All right, so post that up on our Facebook page, John, and then we'll see what kind of responses we get to that. We've got to get to break, and when we come back, it's been a long time, John, but we're going back to Philly.
Bang Radio. Bang Radio.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we have at the twilight's last gleaming?
Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, or the rampant we watch through the twilight's last gleaming?
And the rockets, they're fair.
Uh-oh.
The bombs bursting in air came through the night, that our flag was still there.
I'll make up for it now.
Star-spangled banner gave way, o'er the land
VOTech.
VOTech.
For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech.
I've got another obsession to break. No excuse. On Monday nights I will come home late, drenched in booze. Football season begins really soon. 'Cause NFL is the best, the best, the best thing on the tube. NFL is the best, the best, the best thing on the tube. When my wife tries to watch, she gets confused. Which of these players are natural or on the juice? I can't describe how I miss John Madden, Al Michaels too. Players will get arrested for dumb things they do. Will I cover the point spread in my office pool? 'Cause NFL is the best, the best, the best thing on the tube. 'Cause NFL is the best.
It's the John from Seven Dust, and you're listening to John and Tom on Bang Radio Hour.
The NFL Draft is returning to its birthplace, and that the 82nd NFL Draft will be held here in Philadelphia.
I can't remember the hair on my arm standing up like it is right now. The NFL Draft. 80 years after the first NFL draft held across the street at the Ritz-Carlton is back in Philadelphia.
Philadelphia will help take the draft to another level.
No one understands the fans better than me. They can be the greatest, and some days not so.
NFL fans will converge at the end of April 2017.
They're going to put Philadelphia on the map for the draft, John. They're going to have more fights at that draft than they've ever had at any other draft in history. It's going to be insane.
You know what? Philly's going to have a top five pick, so that'll be pretty good. The people get to get drunk and go home pretty early. I think it's going to be like the beginning of The Life of Brian, where they're all walking up to the stoning, buying packs of gravel and rocks. And give me a couple of points, the big flat one.
Oh, God, don't let Santa Claus show up. That'd be horrible. I don't really want to think about the draft right now.
Well, you know, you can, Tom. You can start scouting tomorrow because your guys aren't probably going to go very far. I don't know.
Oh, is that right?
Hey, that's right. I'm going to go ahead and call it. Rookie quarterback starting in place of Mr. Compression Fracture.
Well, Shaquille O'Neal was on the Rich Eisen show, and he disagrees with you. Listen.
I guarantee we'll win one of the next two without Tony.
Okay.
And I'm guaranteeing we'll make the playoffs.
Shaquille O'Neal.
If we don't make the playoffs, I'll come with a Dallas Cowgirl suit on your show with some pom-poms for 10 seconds.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
That is an episode I will have to watch. Set your calendars, boys and girls. What's the last day of the season? Shaq's going to be on the next day.
Well, now, Romo's going to be back.
Dude, look, he lasted three plays.
Okay, but hold on. This is an injury he never had before. He can't hurt it anymore. And Garrett said they weren't even ruling him out for week one.
He's like Evel Knievel. Hell, I ain't never broke that one before. It'll be all right.
Evel Knievel is a hell of a guy. He'll ride his sack up into the sky.
Oh, I love that. Just any excuse to play that.
And if he don't make it, poor Linda's gonna win.
That's the goddamn quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, ladies and gentlemen. Now, come on out here. This daredevil quarterback's going to jump the 38-yard line.
Well, hey, John, look, if he doesn't make it back, we got future Hall of Famer Dak Prescott, man.
I'm sorry. Look, he's looked pretty good in preseason. He's got some good weapons around him. So, you know, what do they say? That the best friend of a rookie quarterback is a good running game and a tight end. And you got one of the wiliest veteran tight ends. What is he, like 73 years old?
He's amazing.
What the hell is going on with him?
He got good depth at tight end, too. And, yeah, we've got a running game, and we got an offensive line. The thing, you know, people talk about how good Dak has been in the preseason. And you watch him, and I remember one of the second touchdown he threw to it would be the second game. He threw that another touchdown to Dez Bryant. And the announcer goes, does he know it's not supposed to be this easy? And I'm like, well, if you watch how much time he has to stand there. I mean, nobody, and then, and you, oh my God, Ezekiel Elliott blocking is unbelievable. So he's got, you know, if you're a good quarterback, you don't have to be Peyton Manning. You don't have to be Aaron Rodgers when you've got 5 seconds per play to throw the ball.
Tom, I got to tell you, if you can't pick him this year.
I'm not picking him this year.
When are you going to be able to
I wasn't going to pick him anyway. You know, if they win it, great, but I don't, yeah, no. So anyway, yeah. You know, of course, Joe Theismann, he has an opinion.
My personal feeling is that Tony Romo should not play football again in the National Football League.
I mean, seriously, what is that?
Well, he always says, now granted, there was no way he was coming back from the injury he had. Absolutely not. And for all of you that are out there that are listening to this show that are a lot younger than me, I was watching, eating my dinner, in fact, when that happened. And that's what he's trying to say. He would have never quit until they fucking broke him, and they did. They broke him. So before Romo, because, dude, when you think about it, for Tony Romo right now, life after football is going to be hard. That dude's had a lot of breaks.
Well, and that's why he makes $20 million a year.
I know, but, you know, he's got to think about whether or not he can play with his grandkids, you know. Live to the ripe old age of 49.
We'll see how it all goes. Got to play the Giants week one. If Dak Prescott beats Eli Manning, Giants fans, you're never going to hear the end of it. I'm telling you that right now.
Dude, Eli Manning, granted, it's preseason, but every time they put him out there, he gets the shit beat out of him. Against the Jets, they didn't even get over the 50-yard line until 2 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Oh, we're going to see a lot of Tom Dooley this year.
Dude, they're supposed to be great. You know, they got a brand new coach and signed a bunch of free agents.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep. All right. So let's move on. You know, the Redskins Buccaneers, the fourth preseason game was supposed to, all the games were going to be Thursday night, but, you know, Hurricane Hermione. Like, yeah. This is the hurricane from Harry Potter.
Isn't there an O in her name? I think there's an O in her name. I'm sure right now Tilliard immediately went, oh, let me fire off an email.
What up, bitch? It's Tilliard here.
That's great. All right. Anyway, so that game got moved to Wednesday because of the hurricane, so they could, you know, and it still poured. They got soaked. And Larry Michael.
Nobody got hurt.
No, that's good. Larry Michael made this comment during the game.
Tampa quarterbacks have had a very hard time with the football. It's almost like those footballs have been greased before the game.
It's painful to watch, and it may be part of the rain coming down.
Those balls are well lubricated.
Oh. They're going with Ryan Griffin again.
Hand off up the middle.
Is that what's his name saying?
They're going with Ryan Griffin again.
That's Sonny Jurgensen.
Oh, okay. Who's the other guy? Who's the guy that says, what's the score?
Oh, that was Sam Huff. Sam Huff is really now way over the edge, and I read today that his family is fighting over how to take care of him. So it's really not pretty
okay.
Over there.
Okay.
Yeah, he was a Hall of Famer. We do respect him, even though we made fun of what he said on the air. I'm going to be listening to Sonny Jurgensen, though, dude. He's way up there and very slow.
That's right. You know, this joke's going on all around him. He has no clue.
Oh, they're bringing out Ryan Griffin again.
I know.
Right in the middle of it.
The funny thing is Dude, Larry Michael is as buttoned up as they come. He does not like to have anything that's unprofessional going on. And Chris Cooley is completely the opposite. He's kind of hard to listen to sometimes in the morning because he's all over the place, kind of like me. But not as funny. However, when he goes, hand off of the middle, you can tell he's trying his best to hold it together, and it just doesn't work.
Those balls are well lubricated.
Yes, they are.
And that's our hand off of the middle.
Larry Michael, what do you think, Rodney Harrison?
He's not black.
Not at all. You got two first names there. You just can't trust a person with two first names.
He cannot understand what I face.
What's the problem, officer? It looks like I was going properly behind this truck up ahead at the speed limit.
No, wait. I've also got this clip from the Cards Broncos game. I can never remember this guy's name. But it's the analyst that was doing the Cardinals-Broncos game. You might remember his name when you hear his voice.
This is the meat right here. This is the grinder right here. And now it's time to make the sausage, isn't it? Go ahead, boys. Thank you. Look at that. Looking really, really strong.
Pretty nifty feet.
Oh, wait. You got to look a little higher because there's his meat.
This is the meat right here.
He's got the little pointer on the screen right here. See, they don't wear cups no more like back in my day. See, you can see it right there.
This is the meat right here.
Those balls are well lubricated.
And now it's time to make the sausage, isn't it?
I am so glad we only spent too many minutes in the first half being completely serious. Now we can talk about dicks and balls and fucking heinies and things like that.
Oh, and what is this? That's wait a minute. Good. Hold on. This guy in Ashburn, Virginia, right. That's where the Redskins Park is. Yeah, he's on 106.7 The Fan. The Sports Junkies.
The morning zoo here, Tom. That's what they kind of are here for sports in the morning here. Let me tell you something, Tom. I had sex with the wife last night. Doggy style. Woof, 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 woof.
And you think I'm kidding?
No, I don't. I know.
I can't stand them.
Those guys are all over the place.
They're on television now.
Oh. You know what? I've heard people in the past say radio is dying. No, good radio talent is dying.
Hey, you know what, though? I'll tell you what. They had a cable access television show, Wayne's World type thing, back in the 80s, and they turned it into a lucrative freaking career in radio in their own town. So even though I don't like the show, I got to give it to them.
Jesus.
Yeah, good for them.
Well, anyway, this guy called in there. Listen to what he had to say.
Let's go to Josh in Ashburn.
Oh,
Josh,
no.
What's up?
They, you know, now as I hear him speak and listening to what you were saying, oh, my God, you can just hear it. You can
doing boom.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
You need the sound effects.
Oh, here we go.
Let's go to Josh in Ashburn.
I can't.
Let's go to Josh in Ashburn. Let me throw up all over my microphone. John, what's happening to Josh in Ashburn?
Jesus. Oh, hell.
Yeah, in radio, we call that guy a puker.
A puker. We're going to go to Josh over here in Ashburn.
All right. Wait. Oh, the sports junkies. We're the sports junkies here. It's 7:27, 33 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock.
You know, like I said, I hesitate to make fun of them too much, because even though I really don't like this show.
I know.
They did turn something out of nothing. And, man, but it really does kind of just, they're a bunch of, they do the show like more like four guys just sitting around, which they are. They're friends from childhood. And God damn it, you have to know their stupid lingo. And you have to follow along with all their goddamn inside jokes. And it's like, fuck you, talk about the game. You know?
Man, it sounds like listening to us.
No, if you're listening to us, you ain't here to fucking get any analysis.
All right, well, here, and now I'm really going to play it this time.
Let's go to Josh in Ashburn. Josh, what's up?
Josh! Hey, guys. So I actually work out in Ashburn. I'm not going to say the company I work for, but
Josh talks like a normal guy.
I work for the McDonald's Corporation.
And I was over by the Embassy Suites, and it's right down the street from Redskins Park. And I was cleaning out the inside of my truck, and there's a huge dumpster out back for, like, construction sites and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I look over as I'm cleaning out my truck, and I see this clear trash bag that's got a burgundy and gold-colored something in it. I thought it was a jersey, so I pulled it close to me to see what it was. And when I opened it up, it had a Player 60 book bag and stuff in it. So I open up the book bag, and it's the entire defensive playbook with audibles, descriptions of what the guy's supposed to do.
Hey,
the whole nine yards. I could tell you guys it actually has, it has two different, so it has what you do in a hot route, what his assignment would have been, what the guy next to him assignment would have been. It has breakdowns and handwritten things of the new calls that the defense, like they changed the call or whatever, and he scratched it out and put down the new verbiage for it. And I mean, it's got everything.
Now, if that, if I found a Cowboys book like that, I would not tell a soul. That guy, I guarantee you, the Redskins are going to be calling up the sports junkies, and they're gonna want to know, do you know who that is? Do you have the phone number? We need to contact him. We need that book back. I guarantee that I would not tell a soul if that was a Cowboys book. And I would keep that forever. Now, if I found a Redskins playbook, I'd post everything on the internet.
Okay, well, see, but here's the thing. They're not playbooks. They're not playbooks.
Okay.
They are workbooks from OTAs for players that aren't even on the team anymore. They are the most basic base stuff that's practically in everybody's offense and defense.
Oh, okay.
So, right. One of them's even a green 99-cent spiral notebook with a player who's not even on the team anymore with a little sticker, like a "Hi, my name is" type sticker that you put on your shirt.
Right.
Down in the bottom corner. Linebacker, whatever the fuck your name was. So,
okay.
Nowadays, playbooks are on iPads, and they have them encrypted, and they know where they are through GPS, and if one of them gets lost, they can erase it from wherever they are. Boop, it's gone.
Wow, technology's amazing, man. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
That is fantastic.
And that's pretty simplistic, actually, but that's how everybody basically, they watch film that way now. Very few players actually sit in there.
I'm bored with it now. I don't care. Now I'm I'm disappointed.
Sorry, non-story. Morning Zoo type story there, Tom. Sounds like we got a hot one on line three.
Well, thanks for nothing, Josh.
Sorry, Josh, you don't win today's cash prize. What's it up to now, Tom?
Ah, you would have won a case of Coca-Cola and tickets to the Litchfield Luxury Theaters. Yeah.
Let's get to the time in December.
On the tens. Oh,
right,
God.
Right. We need the dinger.
All right, let's move on. Tom Brady broke the internet.
Of course he broke the internet.
You know
that's
why?
What he's good at.
He broke the internet because he's got a new haircut.
And he got suspended 3 games for it.
4 games.
No, he got suspended 4 games for deflated balls. But Roger Goodell suspended him for the haircut and basically said, "What the fuck are you going to do about it, eh?"
Well,
what the hell are you going
to
do?
He gave a press conference Tuesday. Nobody cared about anything he wanted to talk about. All anybody wanted to talk about was his new haircut. And I got to say, look, this is a very bold choice for a haircut. I mean, I know he comes out in some clothes. I get it. Giselle gets what Giselle wants. Did you know she's the highest paid model in the world?
Absolutely. Well, you know, she's Tom Brady's wife. That's got cachet.
Well, she was doing that before Tom Brady.
I know.
I mean, she was a Victoria's Secret girl.
No, I absolutely know. At the Olympics, they made her walk the catwalk for 150 yards. Holy shit. I got up and took a piss and came back, and she's still walking down the field.
I thought it was 150 miles. Jesus.
Really? Well, maybe in South America because it's below the equator.
It just never stopped. I didn't think she was ever going to stop. It's like, what is this? You are killing me.
I know. Her husband runs faster than this. Barely.
Oh, man. Yeah, everybody who thinks they got Tom Brady, they stole him in the draft because I got Tom Brady in the 9th round, and I'm going to have him after. He sucked last year at maybe not at playing the game, but as far as fantasy football goes, no, come on. Seriously.
His receivers are not very good, actually. And he played in the 4th preseason game significant amount of time. Might as well. He's going on vacation.
Right, exactly.
Him and Rob Ninkovich are going to head down to the Bahamas for a while.
Well, I don't know if he's trying to bring back Dawson's Creek with this haircut, or I mean,
Dawson's Creek.
Oh my God!
Oh shit!
Well, this haircut got all kind of comments.
You know what? Nobody said. Damn! There's a guy who's almost 40 that's been wearing a football helmet since he was a kid, and he's got more hair than I do. He's singing that to Roger Goodell. He's trying to get his suspension reduced. He's going full emo.
We can be friends, can't we, forever?
So Twitter blew up with comments about his hair. Like one of them said, so Giselle told my barber, give him the Megyn Kelly.
Give him the Zach from Saved by the Bell.
Well, that was one that was mentioned. Yeah, Tim Allen's kid from Home Improvement, but... One of them was Senator Elizabeth Warren was one.
That was what they said his hair looked like?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought maybe she tweeted at him.
No,
she has a habit of tweeting at people with ridiculous hair.
A guy from any 80s Molly Ringwald movie.
Pretty much.
You know, a middle-aged soccer mom. That was one of my favorites. I don't know if...
I just have to wash it and then leave it. It's fine.
I don't know if everybody who's listening has seen it, but you need to go online and just type in, go to Google and say Brady's haircut. One of the new kids on the block, Sean Hunter from Boy Meets World, and Matt Damon in Goodwill Hunting.
Well, at least you're going to have a career after that.
Man, I can see where they got the middle-aged soccer mom. It really... It almost looks like a girl's haircut.
Well, he had on a baseball shirt that was tucked into his mom jeans. he has a pastel sweater tied around his neck.
All right. So I know one person who saw it was Zoltán Paksa from Budapest, Hungary. This is a good listener of ours from Budapest, John. I think that's awesome.
I'm putting a pin in the map right now. And, you know... He knows about this right off firsthand because over in Budapest, Hungary, they actually judge everybody in the NFL based on their hairstyle.
Oh, and by the way, Rodney Harrison, he is Hungarian. That is not a race. It's a nationality.
This shit gets too confusing. That's what I was meaning about the kicker.
Jesus.
Who knows where Ali Haji Sheik is from?
Well, he wants us to ask Belichick about Tom Brady's hairstyle. Belichick's going to love this one. So let's get him on the phone. Oh, I'm not looking forward to this, John. You know this is going to piss him off. Well, he's always pissed off. Who cares?
Hello.
Bill Belichick, coach.
Yeah.
Hey, it's John and Tom from the Bang Radio Hour, our weekly call.
How you doing? I mean, whatever. But I guess I should make pleasantries. So, I guess you're feeling all right today.
I'm wondering... Well, everybody's wondering. In fact, this question, we got a question for you. You liked last week's name. The guy who wrote in last week, you really liked his name.
I did? I have no idea what his name was. Let's see. You know, I'll tell you the honest truth, Tom. I don't give a damn about his name.
Well, last week you liked Gwar Vidal's name, so I want to see if you like this name. This listener, coach, is from Budapest, Hungary.
Well, that's a far way away.
Yes. His name is Zoltán Paksa.
Yeah, well, you know, that's great for him. I'm imagining that that's great.
Zoltán, also the name of the guitarist for Five Finger Death Punch.
Oh, hey, see, Five Finger Death Punch, there's a band I really couldn't give a shit about.
All right. Well, Zoltán wants to know, what do you think of Tom Brady's new haircut?
Well, you know, everybody's been asking me about that goddamned haircut, but I really don't have time to mess around with the haircut. I really don't care what he does with his hair. With his hair, for God's sakes. Look, he goes home at night with that stupid-looking haircut, and he bangs the richest model on the face of the earth. So, what do I think about his haircut? If I could wear it, I'd wear it and go home and try to bang his wife.
Do you think Tom Brady's causing you a distraction?
Absolutely not. His wife causes me a hell of a distraction. That's why I ban her from the locker. You know me. I
know, coach. All right. Well, I know you're a busy man and you hate being on the phone with us, so I will let you go. You have a good week. Good luck in your opener.
Yeah, okay. Well, I got you. Whatever. We're on to that.
All right. See you, coach.
Yeah.
Maybe we should just stop calling him. It never gets better.
We're going to catch him one of these times when he's not on his period.
No, maybe.
He'd be post-menopause.
I don't know. All right. Well, this made me happy. I was looking at the TV ratings for last week.
Okay.
And you know, the MTV Video Music Awards were on, which is an oxymoron to me, MTV Video Music Awards. That's hilarious in itself.
That goes in the category of shit I didn't even know was on.
well, and not a lot of people cared. I didn't watch it, but it only had 3.4 million viewers. Okay. Uh-huh. And again, meanwhile, there were preseason games that beat it. And a Big Bang Theory rerun had more than double that. The Titans, the Titans and the Cardinals had more than double that. A preseason game and a Big Bang Theory rerun each had twice as many viewers as the MTV Video Music Awards.
This isn't working anymore, Tom. We need more rappers who are auto-tuned. Oh, that's what the people want. We need more.
I mean, the rock category was a joke. 21 Pilots was the winner.
Find me the next Moosey P or whatever.
And it's that song from Suicide Squad, Heathens, which it's a good song, but hey, come on, man. There's no rock there. Nobody in the category was rock. It's a joke. Anyway, if you're a teenage girl watching the VMAs, you're excused. I understand. you get a pass. Go ahead. That's what you do. But, you know, yeah, seriously. And it looks like, I mean, only 3.4 million viewers, not even all the teenage girls watch, so.
Here's my impression of the show. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
And the winner for Big Video is Young Moosey P. P.
Woo! You know what they did, John?
What?
They told Kanye West, you get 4 minutes to say anything you want.
Why not? Why not? Nobody's watching. Go ahead.
Oh my God. I mean, Jesus. Dude, people prop this. I hear people talk about Kanye West, and they use the word genius.
Because he uses the word genius. Just ask him what he is.
His songs are, yeah, but he's produced these Jay-Z songs, these, and again, Jay-Z, it's all bad. And I'm going, this guy has done crap. I mean, the song Gold Digger, what, really?
He's a genius.
There's no, none of them are doing timeless music. You're not going to hear any of this music on the radio 10, 15 years from now. Beyonce.
Nah, there won't be radio in 10 or 15.
Beyonce won 7, 8 awards. I mean, I'm like, oh my God. They had Rihanna sing four. Rihanna's most talented one out of the whole bunch.
You know how many Rihanna songs I can name?
She's got a great voice.
Okay. I mean, I'll take your word for
it. She does. Look, she's got a
great
voice.
Here's why Kanye West is a genius. Because him and his ridiculously vacuous wife have convinced people that they are something to pay attention to.
Oh, you know, look, man.
It doesn't matter whether they're heard again. And in fact, what they are going to be are pioneers in this tabloid age that we live in. We live in a Kardashian culture, dude, with two Ks.
It's unbelievable.
You could even take the second K in culture and turn it around backwards, like Toys R Us has. There are backwards. And that's the kind of world we live in anymore. Gotcha. Whatever the fuck grabs your attention for a half a second is factual, real, and will now control your life.
Dude, if that girl goes on YouTube and farts, she'll make $2 million.
Dude, if you got Kardashian girl to fart on YouTube in slow motion, those ass cheeks slapping together would look like the San Andreas Fault when the big one happens.
I think we can end the show then. I don't need anything else. That's it. Oh, we got to do predictions. Wait, we got to give our predictions. That was the best joke of the show, John.
Kanye West just got an idea. Yeah, people would pay a lot to see that, wouldn't they? Damn, we could put a model of San Francisco on one side of your ass. Build a bridge to the other side, and we could build Oakland up over there. And then you could fart.
All right, come on. We got to finish this up. NFC title game.
Oh, okay. NFC title game. I have to change my page back. I have the Seattle Seahawks defeating the Washington Redskins.
Oh, Christ, you're
and
a
going
homer.
Back to the Whatever. Super Bowl. Hey, look, blah, I looked at blah. The NFC. Who else is there?
The Panthers.
Well, yeah, there's that.
Yeah. I got the Seahawks.
Yeah, but we got their cornerback.
You ain't even going to win the division. Shut up.
What?
I got the Seahawks. Did you guys hear that?
What?
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 I got the Seahawks over the Panthers. You got the Seahawks over the Redskins. In the AFC title, I've got the Steelers over the Texans.
I have the Steelers over the Texans as well.
Are you kidding? So we got 3 out of 4. Look, we are geniuses. Fuck Kanye West. He ain't got nothing on us.
I got a fat ass Tom, and I will definitely fart with a model of San Francisco on top of it. If you want to come over and take a video, in fact, my ass is nowhere near as smooth as hers. It will look like actual pockets in the ground.
All right, and I do believe that Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll will get their second ring, and they will defeat the Steelers in the Super Bowl.
Nope, I'm going to go ahead and say the Steelers are going to win in a rematch of the last Super Bowl in which they played, in which the referees decided the game. And the referees will decide the game again by allowing Ben Roethlisberger to – he gets there late in the game. He's 5 minutes late because he can't find parking. So what they do is they make everybody else play until the clock gets to zero, and then Roethlisberger is allowed to play an extra 5 minutes by himself, and he wins the game. Big hero.
Will Vegas give you odds on that?
Jeez, I hope so.
All right, we will be back right after the first week's games. That show will be out early that week because I'm going to have lots of time.
Cool.
So it won't be a full 2 weeks before you get the next show.
Hot diggity, everybody get ready.
You get the first Monday night game, so it's an early game.
Well, I believe that the second Monday night game is the 49ers and the Rams, which is good because I have to go to work the next day and I couldn't give a shit.
Exactly.
About that game. ESPN should play Benny Hill music behind the whole game. And Chris Berman is doing that game, dude. Oh.
Oh, that's brutal.
It's gonna be horrible.
All right, we'll do it again next time.
Later.
Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour. Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still, yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
Bang Cartoon Radio.